the gate through which Ibrahim travelled was the gate of unconquerable sorrow, and that his mind remains a cataract of grief. I think that back in those days many of us were maddened by hatred because of the war with the Greeks, and in all honesty I include myself, but Ibrahim was the one among us whose mind was disengaged by love. Ibrahim blamed himself. The peculiar thing is, however, that nothing would have happened to Filiothei at all if other things had not been happening in the great world. So it is my opinion that the blame belongs more widely, not only to Ibrahim but to all of us who lived in this place, as well as to those in other parts who were bloodthirsty and ambitious. In those days we came to hear of many other countries that had never figured in our lives before. It was a rapid education, and many of us are still confused. We knew that our Christians were sometimes called Greeks, although we often called them dogs or infidels, but in a manner that was a formality or said with a smile, just as were their deprecatory terms for us. They would call us Turks in order to insult us, at the time when we called ourselves Ottomans or Osmanlis. Later on it turned out that we really are Turks, and we became proud of it, as one does of new boots that are uncomfortable at first, but then settle into the feet and look exceedingly smart. Be that as it may, one day we discovered that there actually existed a country called Greece that wanted to own this place and do away with us and take away our land. We knew of Russians before because of other wars, but